GIS technology to signs.
Yes. As you all are aware, we had a discussion last week regarding a proposed ordinance on our consideration on a moratorium relating to signs, specifically off-premise signs. This was a discussion that council had. Staff and legal staff were able to put a draft version of a moratorium through the ordinance process. It would be a proposed ordinance for a moratorium on off-premise signs. We can have a discussion about the draft version. Mr. Moore and his staff, along with Mr. Robinson, drafted the version that was contained in your packet. So I'll stop there if you have any questions or comments about the proposed ordinance as it relates to a moratorium on off-premise signs.
Question of council?
I have a comment.
Mr. Wilson.
To start with, we're coming across things. We're not losing a dime by putting on a moratorium. It's not true. Sussex County will lose 50 cents for every square foot a sign that we stop. 50 cents. In my district, I talked this week to sign people didn't even call me. Want to know what I'm going to put us out of business? I've had people that said, doesn't nothing bother me. I never look for the sign unless I'm looking for a residence or looking for a place, a business, or looking for something to buy. I've literally gone out and talked, I don't know, probably 100 people. And I can't really find people that is really dogmatically against this sign. So I don't really bother me. It doesn't. But it should bother this county, 50 cents a square foot. And believe it or not, after they get the permit, it costs us 25 cents, or we get 25 cents every year per foot on every sign that's put on a billboard. Now that's money, that's real money. Now are we in business to say, well, it's really that big a problem to us that we're literally cut this income out that comes to us? Of course, if we got plenty of money, our budget's got a lot of money, then we don't need to worry about it. Just cut her, and we can spend more money on this mapping we got. That's my comment.
Anything else from council?
I'll just say this. The synopsis, I think, kind of puts it in perspective. Also, that the council can stop it at any time, modify it, terminate it at any time. And I think we're responding to the Board of Adjustments concerns. Many complaints. I get more complaints on this issue than probably pretty much anything else. I don't think it's going to do anything. I actually, Sam, had one of the major sign industry or companies in this county from the western side of the county call me, and he says he supports it 100%. He says a lot of it's gotten out of hand, and he says he doesn't fear this at all and had any problem. I don't know if he called anybody else.
He called me, George.
Well, that's okay. He called me. I've known the man for 30 years. And he said he was 100% behind and supported it. Didn't have any problem with it. So he could be the number one local sign guy, or maybe the number two. But anyway, I just think the synopsis, I think it's something we need to do. So.
Anything else for council? Mr. Arlett.
I was just going to say that I've only had a couple of conversations, one of which is here today, so which I'm hopefully they'll get a chance to share, because I know they would like to, and I would like to have them share as well. But I think that in the end, I know this has been an issue, been a concern, mostly I would say from Councilman Cole, as it relates to his conversations he has had with people from within, I guess, his area, his district there. So I think in the end, I look forward to learning more about the signs, to be very clear, to be very honest with you. So, through the process.
I can say something if you get a minute.
Steve.
I just want to say I did work on the committee to make Route 1 safer in my area. And it's very important, but we still have those big signs. And I do think they're distracting to folks who come here from out of town, from out of the country, and they really get the attention. Sometimes they are really in front of Del Dot signs. So for the safety of those traveling on Route 1, I would like to have some guidelines.
That's what we're trying to hurt.
And temporary hold back until we get the guidelines.
Anything else from council? Mr. Moore, I guess you need to read the short title, see if somebody wants to introduce it.
An ordinance to establish a moratorium upon the acceptance of special use exception applications for off-premises signs.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it. Thank you, sir. Mr. Schoonover. EMS response vehicle bid award. Must mean you want to spend money.
That's right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Schoonover, EMS Technical Services Division Manager. On July 9th, with the permission of the Finance Director and the County Administrator, we advertised for three replacement one-half-ton Suburban vehicles. Hal Goblin and I opened the bids on July 23rd, sealed bids, and Hertrick Fleet Services was the lowest bidder. These three vehicles are scheduled to replace vehicles at Dagsboro, Long Neck, and the Blade Seaford Station. So I have a motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council accepts from the lowest responsible bidder, Hertrick Fleet Services of Milford, Delaware, three 2016 model year Chevrolet Suburban vehicles for use as paramedic response vehicles at a cost of $43,196 each. Total award of $129,588.
Pleasure, Council.
One question real quick.
Well, let's get a motion first. Motion, okay. Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, second.
Second, Mr. Arnett. Question, Mr. Cole.
I'm just, at the $43,000, I mean, what? There's different packages. I mean, what are we getting?
We buy the fleet version. Buy the low-end Suburban. Okay. And then we do the upfitting after that with the emergency lights.
Right, I was just thinking $43,000 now. I guess Suburbans have gotten.
Well, last year, if you want a comparison, last year they were $38,551, so it's about a 12% increase. Lord. So I asked the question, what's the increase? Twofold, they tell me, GM tells me. One, gas has gotten cheaper, and they've gotten more popular with the Tahoe and the Suburban. People are buying them. So that's driving the
supply
cost
and
up.
Demand.
Supply and demand. Driving the cost up to us. We buy the low end.
And how many bids was there from?
Two.
How many?
We received two.
We only had two.
Yeah. That's all we received last year. Yeah. You're basically dealing with fleet, and there's not a lot of people who bid fleet because there's not a lot of markup in fleet.
And the state doesn't state
contract.
No, the Tahoe's on state contract. This is the Suburban. It's not on state contract.
Oh, okay.
So we have to go to the public bid for it.
Okay. What car? Chevrolet, wasn't it?
Chevrolet.
Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
All right. Look forward to seeing you in a little while to serve you lunch and show you our new medic station.
New paramedic.
Thank you again.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll get done.
I know. Sam wants to know who's catering. In it.
Us.
Oh my God. I didn't know you could cook too.
Grants, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. First grant is the Nanticoke River Arts Council. They're requesting funds to help with the operating expense of Gallery 107. Recently, the gallery had a water leak that caused the building to shut down until the floor, ceiling, and walls can be repaired or replaced. Galleries 107's mission is to bring cultural experiences and education to Western Sussex County. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make a motion to grant $1,500 from my
second.
Account.
$1,500.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500 from my council bank account to Nanticoke River Arts Council for operating expenses. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will have the motion carried.
Okay. The Seaford Historical Society, I'd like to remove.
We can remove that one, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, Autism Delaware, is requesting support for their Blue Jean Ball. Supporting this event will ensure the continuation and growth of the services provided by Autism Delaware and gain market awareness. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each council member.
I make a motion we do the same this year.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to Autism Delaware for their Blue Jean Ball fundraiser. And that being $200 from each councilmatic account. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried.
The town of Bethany Beach is requesting financial assistance to purchase a beach wheelchair for persons with physical disabilities. They currently have three, but another one is needed for busier days. There is no specific amount requested. The cost of the beach wheelchair is $3,500, and there have been no past council grants.
I would like to help with $1,000. I had no idea these wheelchairs were so expensive, and with the large numbers of people that we see at the beaches, I can guarantee you three they could probably use 30, but I'll help with $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Cole's county bank account to the town of Bethany Beach, help with the purchase of handicapped beach wheelchairs. Questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette? Mr. Arlette?
I'm going to, you know, it's not popular, but I'm going to vote no on this.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Oak Orchard Riverdale American Legion Post 28. They're requesting $4,424 for goal posts for their Delmarva rugby team. All games are open to the public and average 40 to 50 people per game. There have been no past grants for their team.
Could I look at this before we vote on this?
Sure.
Maybe. Is it urgent? Because I'd like to look at it some more before.
Put it on for next week.
Please.
Okay. We'll defer on the Oak Orchard request until next week.
Okay. The next one is Everlasting Hope Ministries requesting a financial contribution to purchase materials and supplies to promote their anti-drug message. This organization holds events such as an annual anti-drug rally in March in Georgetown. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $750 from Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion. We do the same. I do the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $750 to Everlasting Hope Ministries for anti-drug rally in March from Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
And the next one, likewise, is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.79 acres, more or less. That sounds like... No, the one was a conditional use, wasn't it? The other one's change of zone. Yes.
I will also introduce that.
Mr. Arlette, introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Any comments from council?
Oh, yes, sir.
Mrs. Deaver.
Our local paper, which covers the Cape District, had a editorial Friday. Adequate facilities ordinance begs discussion. And I have it here for the file. However, I just would like to point out that they're just simply saying we need to take a look at this, and we're becoming urban. And let's see what else they're talking about. We've done a good job over the past few decades in providing regional wastewater systems, and that's helped improve the water quality in our rivers and bays. In that case, the county is providing adequate infrastructure. But I think there's more to the adequate infrastructure situation, and I'd like to put a plug in for having it just for the third district, which I understand that can be done. Thank you.
Any more comments from council? Comments from council?
Yes,
Mr. Arlette.
Mr. President, if I may. Last week Thursday, I had a chance to participate in the WBOC Laurel Town Hall meeting. Whereas many folks from the town of Laurel came out, and I thought it was a great opportunity to listen to their concerns, and I would say most of the concerns, perhaps 95% of them, were not related to the county council in the county. So I would say that's probably a good sign for the county. I also wanted to share that, you know, I know today's a great day. We are doing a ribbon cutting there for the new EMS station down there. And I guess it is an ocean view of Frankfurt, so we're excited about participating in that today.
And more comments from council?
Oh, time.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, it's a great time, and I just want to mention Friday, I had two ribbon cuttings. It's very, very inspiring.
Any more comments from council? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Aye, we have the motion carried. We're now adjourned.